Progress Test, Unit 6.
Today in Heroes That History Forgot, we're looking at early female travel writers. Tell us more, Owen.
Yes, let's start with Ida Laura Pfeiffer, who must be one of history's most unlikely explorers. Growing up in Vienna in the early 1800s with her five brothers and her controlling, intolerant father, she'd always dreamed of travelling. But by 1820, she was living a quiet life, married with two children.
She wasn't free to fulfil her dream?
Not until her husband died in 1838. Even then, she had no money, and she lived at a time when it was considered improper for women to travel without being chaperoned. Despite these difficulties, in 1842, she travelled by boat down the Danube River to the Black Sea, then went to Turkey, Palestine, Egypt, and Italy. She was making up for lost time, all those years when she'd wanted to travel but couldn't. 9 months later, she came home and wrote a book about her journey. Its publication and popularity gave her the money to travel again, this time to Scandinavia. She wrote a book about that journey too. Then, in 1846, she travelled around the globe, going through South America, the Pacific Islands, Asia, and the Mediterranean.
She must have had the time of her life.
Yes, as well as some near escapes. Pfeiffer's book about the trip, A Woman's Journey Around the World, was packed with tales of dangerous adventures, like encountering tigers in India. It was not only exciting, but also very different to other travel books of her day.
Because she was the first female travel writer?
No, because she was honest. Travel books of the time reflected the prejudices of their writers, most of whom were unwilling to understand native cultures and depicted native people as ignorant and savage. Pfeiffer described native cultures in detail, relishing their variety. On her second journey around the world, Pfeiffer visited the Dayak people of Borneo and the Batak people of Indonesia, both of whom were feared for being cannibals. "I'm old and not very good to eat," she apparently joked.
So she survived.
Yes. But on her next journey to Madagascar in 1857, she was in the wrong place at the wrong time and was caught up in a rebellion. After being marched through malaria-infested swamps, she became ill. She died a year later in Vienna, leaving behind one last book.
An amazing woman. Now, I think you're going to tell us about Mary Kingsley.
That's right. Kingsley was a woman who fearlessly canoed dangerous rivers and cut through thick jungles, dressed in heavy, black Victorian skirts. After Kingsley's parents died in 1892, she became an explorer at the age of 30, mainly to continue the work of her father, who had been an anthropologist. She caught a ship to the Canary Islands and then to West Africa, learning to be a sailor on the way. For the next 5 months, she travelled along the West African coast, writing about the cultures there and collecting samples to take back to England. Her second trip to West Africa in 1894 involved canoeing along rivers, meeting crocodiles, hippos and other dangerous animals. During this trip, she became the second climber to reach the summit of Mount Cameroon. She also fell into a 3-metre-deep animal trap full of wooden spikes, but miraculously survived.
And what about her writing?
After returning to England in 1895, she wrote two books in which she described the complexity and richness of African culture, and criticised European attempts to wipe it out.
Did anyone listen to her?
Sadly, no. More popular books, like Joseph Conrad's novel Heart of Darkness, published at the same time, supported the traditional view of Africa as a primitive and savage place that needed to be civilized by Europeans. Also, colonial powers were fighting for influence in Africa, so nobody was interested in preserving African culture. Later, when a colonial war began in South Africa, Kingsley volunteered to work as a nurse, treating people who had typhoid. Sadly, she soon died of the disease herself and was buried at sea.
Well, Owen, it's been...